After a four measure intro, we have this phrase. This song is in the key of D, and so we have all the F's and C's expected to be sharp. And sure enough, we're starting on an F sharp in the upper register. So we play that, then the D below that, and then we go into the lower register at the top of it and play the A there. Then back up to the D at the bottom of the upper register. And then we'll have F sharp, F, F sharp, G, F sharp. Now let's talk about the fingering here. There's a couple ways you can play an F sharp on the flute in this upper register. One is to hold down all of the fingers in your left hand and add in just the second finger in your right hand. The problem with using this F sharp in this context is going from here to the F. It's not real clean. So in a situation like this, we're going to play the F sharp the same way almost. We still have the left hand holding down all of its notes. But in the right hand, I want you to hold down the third finger's pad, and then add in your fourth finger on what would usually be our D sharp. This gives us an F sharp. This way, to get to the F, all I have to do is add in the first finger, take it off, and I have my F sharp again. So basically, in my right hand, I'm holding down my third and fourth fingers, and that fourth finger, once again, is on the key we would usually use to make a D sharp. It's also the key we usually hold down just to balance the flute whenever we're not playing anything in that lower end of the register. So use that F sharp. That way you can get from it to the F real cleanly. And to go to the G, all I did was lift up the third finger. So that's the fingering to use for the F sharp here, where we have to go from it to the F. So after that F sharp, F, F sharp, we go up to the G, come back to the F sharp, and then play the E below that. And that's the first four measures of the first verse.